Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Are we going to see a significant change or perhaps gutting to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act? What does that mean? Well, that's the part of the 1996 law that ostensibly made it so that website operators don't have to be held or cannot be held legally liable for the statements made by their website users in a comment section or a forum or, you know, YouTube or some other kind of site where content is sourced from the user community. We can talk more about that, but we're actually going into a discussion about, of all things, the secret ballot. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
Now, Nobody, you are going to be on a ballot likely coming up this fall as you're going to be running for the governor's gubernatorial election here in New Hampshire up against the incumbent in the Republican election up against Sununu, this tyrant who actually is referred to as His Excellency in the governor's emergency orders.
Excellent.
What are you running as, a liar, a thief, or a wishful thinker?
I'm lying as a better gangster. Or I'm running
lying
as a better,
gangster.
Okay? And I'll tell you what. If any other gang brought me in as a gangster consultant, how wanting to know how they could be a better gangster, you know, and I looked at their record and I saw that their record was what the U.S. government or the New Hampshire state government was doing, my response would be, first off, you guys are stacking too many bodies and you're going to piss people off. You cannot go around stacking bodies and expect to get away with it for a long time, because you start killing off people's loved ones and they don't care about civility anymore, and they should not.
Well, the New Hampshire the New Hampshire gang is definitely not stacking nearly as many bodies as some of the other ones out there. I mean, there's some pretty horrific stories that come in some other places. In fact, Minneapolis is the most recent one, and we can talk more about what's going on there.
They're not killing anybody, or
as many
people, okay, but people are definitely dying in New Hampshire. People are definitely getting brutalized in New Hampshire, and lost in the Minneapolis story has been this kid who got dragged from his hair, dragged from his car by his dreadlocks.
This was in Albany, New York, correct?
No, this was in New Hampshire.
As I understand, it was a New Hampshire man who went to Albany, New York. Did I get that backwards? Did I get that backwards? Maybe he was an Albany man who came to New Hampshire.
I think we'd better find out, because I thought it was New Hampshire State Police that did this, and I was planning on making it a topic at my press conference.
Yeah, I need to know who was where at what time, because I have to decide whether I'm rooting for the police or not on this one.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting for the police either way.
He is from Albany.
Oh yeah, he's from Albany. Okay, so yeah.
but it happened in New Hampshire.
Yep, sure did.
He was accused of driving a stolen car. His car was not stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they simply got it wrong. They broke his window.
Wow.
They dragged him from the car by his dreadlocks. Okay, this is not acceptable behavior. It is right here in New Hampshire,
sure.
And
yep.
We need to get out in the street, and we need to start doing something about these things, because we cannot have this kind of brutality going on in New Hampshire. It's unacceptable. But certainly, and the other thing is, even when they don't kill, you know, stacking bodies includes, to me, doing permanent irreparable harm to people, and they have done permanent irreparable harm to me by throwing me in prison. They have done permanent irreparable harm to many innocents by throwing them in prison, by taking their freedom, by taking their opportunities away from them, by taking their businesses away from them, and this is absolutely unacceptable.
And you think that moving to a non-secret or public ballot mm-hmm. would actually be of assistance. Now, let me see if I understood what you said earlier. You said that you support not using a secret ballot. You are against a secret ballot because you want to be able to verify publicly that you have indeed voted and the way in which you did vote.
Yeah, and I won't say I haven't cast any votes that I'm ashamed of. I voted for Bill Clinton in 1992, mm-hmm. and I am, in retrospect, ashamed of that. I think that my motives were good. I thought he was going to do good things, but the effects of my actions were bad. More people went to prison. I thought he might even legalize weed since he had smoked himself.
Right.
I remember thinking that back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were good old days.
Here we are 30 years later or whatever. Well, 25 years.
Weed's getting pretty legal.
Well, now, okay, so, Mark, I'm just going to predict here. You're going to object to his opposition to the secret ballot because the traditional reason for secret ballots is so people can't intimidate you.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, think about it for a second. Likely Trump is in place right now because of the secret ballot. I mean, how many husbands out there voted for Trump but told their wife they voted for Clinton?
Mm.
There's quite a few of them.
Because their wife can't go check and see.
Right. You know, everybody goes into the little thing by themselves. In the last case, I went to vote. I took my son, and we filled it out together. It's probably a better civics lesson than it is a statistical likelihood my vote was meaningful. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pick whatever you want, John. You know. But we had a conversation about whether we should vote for the Republican or the Democrat or the Libertarian. Now, clearly he did not get the most unbiased opinion. Mm-hmm. So he decided to vote Libertarian in the, I think it was the gubernatorial election that was recently, I don't know, here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but okay.
Now
every 2 years.
Now I'm a resident of Saipan, and I don't have to worry about you people and all your nonsense voting.
Okay, well,
you're residents of where?
The CNMI, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands.
Oh, okay. So you're still officially a resident, even though you're not there?
Got my driver's license.
Okay.
Right?
Interesting.
I went down to Florida afterwards. I wasn't a resident of there.
True. Nobody, what is it that you have to say to respond to that objection? That's where the most common reason to have a secret ballot is that you can't be intimidated to vote in a certain way.
It is not an unreasonable objection. There are people, employers, husbands, wives, mm-hmm. who might intimidate you, say, I'm going to fire you if you don't vote the right way. But let's keep our eye on the ball. What is a vote? A vote is, it is there to impose your will on your neighbor, okay? And I say that in my case, I encourage people to vote for me because I hope their will is not to impose,
mm-hmm.
On their neighbor. But yet, you know, that's what a vote is. And if you're going to do that, if you're going
you
to say,
it.
I'm going to have my opinions backed by a gun, then you should be willing to stand up and loudly and proudly explain why you thought that was a good idea.
But that doesn't mean that people won't be, pushed to vote. For one, you know, hey, look, I don't feel strongly enough between these two as to whether or not I should vote. And then mm-hmm. whomever it is that's intimidating me, in whatever way they're intimidating me, might say, oh, well, that's fine. I feel strongly enough that you should go vote, so go ahead and do that.
Or else.
The consequences are, whatever the consequences are.
Yeah.
Maybe the consequences are you have to eat hot dogs for the next 4 years that you make yourself. Or the consequences are they beat you up in the back alley. I don't know what the consequences are, but...
It's a nice shop you got here. It'd be a shame if something happened
now,
to it.
Now, there's a way to split it down the middle. You were talking about using the blockchain to vote, and that is a immutable ledger. It's really great technology. And I think it should be used for voting. But one could have one's hash or whatever the terminology is. This
secret blockchain vote that's still accountable.
Accountable. So the vote would be next to the whatever the hash is.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have your hash, and you
so
don't
you
necessarily
could unlock
have,
it.
To have to give it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that presumably...
That does not sound like a bad idea. There might be a compromise in that area where you could choose whether to open your vote or not.
Oh, now that's a good idea. Give the option to the voter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Basically, if you publish your key, your public key, okay, then that would perhaps be enough to decrypt your vote without casting a vote on your behalf.
Of course, I don't know if that solves the intimidation issue.
Yeah, I have one more thing to say about that.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
Won't be me now. Happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. What's going on out in Minneapolis? There's some pretty awful news from these protests that turned into riots, turned into looting, and lost sight of what the original point of all of it was supposed to be. We can tell you more about it, but we've ended up talking actually about the secret ballot. Is it something that we'd be better off without? That's what nobody is here arguing tonight, our co-host. And then, Mark, you're taking the side that the secret ballot is a valuable thing to have, and I'm leaning towards that side myself, but I'm open to persuasion on this. We're going to continue with that discussion, but also I want to make sure that you know about Intercoin. You know what? Intercoin has actually been working on helping...
It's voting.
It's one of the things you can do with Intercoin. They've been helping democratize power to the people in their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. And I suspect that with Intercoin, you'd be able to set up your voting and different ways, and we were just talking about a possible middle ground where maybe the voter could decide, you know, flip a switch. Do they want to publish the results, you know, what they decided to vote or not? Would
right.
that be a benefit?
Well, so, you know, science fiction often precludes the, or, you know, predicts the future, mm-hmm. right? I remember reading a comic back in the 80s. I believe it was called Anarchy Comics. And it suggested that we would all have a communication device that we carried around with us on our wrist, of course.
They were right.
I do
You've
have a communication
one.
Device on my wrist, but I actually use the one that I carry around in my pocket much more.
Sure.
And that this device would give us the ability to sort of participate in government and vote on everything. Now, that doesn't really happen, but it wouldn't take much to create an app that uses the blockchain. I suspect the boys over there at Intercoin already have something rolled out that will exactly work for everybody in the United States to get suffrage and be able to vote on every issue every time. And what I proposed to nobody was essentially to that we, you know, have a Swiss bank account number. We call it a hash in the crypto world, I think. Ian, you could tell me if I'm wrong on that terminology.
A hash is a way to mathematically prove that certain data is what you think it is.
But I'm wrong. What do you call the account number for, you know,
when, an address?
A public key?
Yeah. The address is a hash,
yeah.
But what you send to is an address,
okay.
Which is derived through hashing from the public key, which in turn is derived through hashing from the private key.
So I would vote through my public key and either publish the public key to say, hey, this is what I voted every issue, every time, because this is my gizmo, and it says what I am. And I have to vote with my fingerprint or retina or both, you know, maybe a drop of saliva. Who knows what they come up with to make this stuff as foolproof as possible.
I mean, I would hope that we could just get rid of the state and end voting.
Sure.
But given that we
That's
aren't
not
going
what we're
to do
talking
that
about
anytime
here.
Soon.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing
Hold on. So I want to make sure that what's clear here is that, okay, so one time I made a deal with my wife that we would
right.
exchange votes, that she would, that I would vote the way she wanted to vote from governor on up, and she would vote the way I wanted to vote from state senate on down.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we weren't voting against each other. I believe this is something that couples should be able to do. I don't know if it's legal or not, and if not, come get me.
Yeah.
Come and get me. And so we, you know, made this exchange. Now, I could have, I did not, but I could have gone in and done whatever I wanted to do, mm-hmm. and that's sort of the purpose of the secret ballot. Now, she could have done it too. I know
yeah.
we did this two times. One time we did it with absentee ballots, and we actually filled them out together, but the other time we
yeah.
went into the booths, and we just had to trust the other person that they did what they said they were going to do.
Sure.
Hopefully, if you're spending your life with somebody, you can trust them to do this, but maybe you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that I chose not to do that, because I consider my vote sacrosanct. and I must vote my conscience or whatever nonsense I come up with. And she goes, then she's going to be like, hey, hey, I just want to check and make sure you stuck to the deal, because I stuck to the deal. So I'm going to trade you my key for your key, and we're going to look at each other's votes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, honey, I don't want to do that. Right? Like, you can see how the secret vote, not so secret anymore. So let's say that I'm, you know, instead it's me who's like, all right, honey, tell me whether you voted right or not. Give me your private key, and I need to know what you did. You did the right thing. And, I mean, you know, somebody could... the abusing husband is a trope for a reason, right? They exist.
Or a criminal gang trying to, you know, get their guy into office or whatever. So I don't know if there's any real way to address this, nobody. I mean, what do you think?
Well, there's certainly nothing that can prevent an abusive person from violently getting what he wants. From people in all manner of ways. And even if you removed that on the one topic of voting, there's still a thousand things that your hypothetical abusive husband can do to get things that he wants out of his wife.
And they could, even in today's system, the abusive person, this, you know, mythological gangster coming into your business and saying you better vote for to reelect mayor such and such, or, you know, we're going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
They can still say, hey, you need to take a photograph of your ballot to prove the way you voted. You not only need to take a photograph of the ballot, you need to, you know, take video. You know, between the time when you finish the ballot, take a video of the ballot, and then watch, you know, continue taking the video as you go and put the ballot into, you know, the machine that reads the ballot.
And I mean, they attempted to head off that possibility in New Hampshire by making it illegal to post pictures of your ballot online. And all of us, I believe, posted pictures. Or many of us posted pictures of our ballot online because we objected to that.
Correct. You should be free to take a photograph of your ballot if you want to do that.
Wait a second, though, Ian. So I don't think that the taking the video and putting it in the box is necessary, because if the gang wants to decide whether or not you've voted, all they have to do is get one person on the election board thing to say, here are the people who went back and got second ballots.
Well, they're not going to let you get a second ballot if you already put it in the box.
Right. I understand. All they have to do is get a picture of your ballot. Like, click, that's it. Because if you filled out your ballot...
But then they wouldn't know if you actually put it in there.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But they would know whether or not you went back for another.
I see what you're
Everybody doing. Gets a marker, not a pencil, and, you know, that's that.
So that wouldn't give it to them completely, though. They would know that you had not cast a different vote. They would not know that you had cast
their vote
that you photographed, because you could have stuffed it in your pocket and walked away.
All right, we got more coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs an executive order aimed at curbing the power of social media giants such as Twitter and Facebook.
My executive order calls for new regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to make it that social media companies that engage in censoring or any political conduct will not be able to keep their liability shield. That's a big deal.
Police chiefs across the country are speaking out after the murder of George Floyd. Detroit Police Chief James Craig is condemning the actions of the Minneapolis police officers. Craig is also calling for the officers to be arrested.
And certainly when you look at cowardly act by this Minneapolis police officer, and then those who were complicit and just stood there, horrible.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, and the Dow lost 148 points on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Justice Department says the federal investigation into the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis is a top priority. One protester said there needs to be justice.
I want to see the police, every police that do this kind of stuff, get charged with this burn.
Riots broke out Wednesday night and several buildings were burned and a recently renovated Target was looted and defaced. The latest number of first-time jobless claims is again in the millions. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
During normal times, the number of first-time jobless claims in a week would hover around 200,000. But the Labor Department reports another 2.1 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That is down 323,000 from the previous week, but it pushes the total to more than 40 million since the virus outbreak began in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. Joining you, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Derek J. Freeman is on the line. You may know him from Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, but more recently, he's the president of AnyPay. And we've been very excitedly telling you about some of the cool stuff that AnyPay is doing. There's always something new that those guys are working on over there. Actually, Ari and I went out to their home base of operations in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a little earlier this week. And you were there, too.
And yes, nobody was there.
That's right. And we, after just a miserable day on the beach on Memorial Day, we had a nice hour or so with Derek J. and Stephen. Derek J. is on the line here tonight. What did you want to share with us?
I love putting things on the record. I'm always recording videos, publishing them online, making blog posts, and so I would want all of my votes to be public. Now, I can already talk about what things would the way I voted or keep it a secret, but I did something new. Today, I left a true review. It's a review for some salad and some produce that I bought from a store that I signed with the same signature of my Bitcoin wallet that I used to purchase them. In essence, I linked my purchase to my review in a way that's mathematically, cryptographically provable. So everyone can know this review actually happened. I actually bought the product because there are tons of stores. They love to get reviews. But what about all those fake ones?
Mm-hmm. Huge problem.
Mm-hmm. I want truth. I want authenticity.
Yeah, I don't want the competition coming in, making up a bunch of claims that aren't true about something just because they can post some fake reviews.
I really don't read reviews for this very reason.
Because there's too much junk?
I just don't know how much junk there is and what there isn't. And I find that, you know, it's bad enough that customers out there, some of them are nuts, right? Like, they're just absolutely crazy. And they're going to write things. Or they have unreasonable expectations.
Customer is not always right.
Or a whole variety of things. I mean, I remember...
Sometimes they need to get kicked out of the store.
Probably more than 10 years ago, I sold something on eBay. The guy gave me, some bad rating. I don't remember how they used to rate on eBay. Gave me a bad rating because something that I didn't mention was included wasn't included.
Mm.
Right? Like, he expected to get something and he didn't get it,
right.
But it wasn't mentioned. Upon looking at it, I see you didn't have this thing mentioned, but I expected to get it, so I gave you a less than stellar review. Like,
it wasn't in the description.
That guy exists, and people like him,
right.
So they're hard enough to deal with. And then there's the trolls out there that are just trying to
just
get
haters.
You to buy their stuff.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about hanging your reviews off actual transactions on the blockchain is in order to do that to you, a competitor would first have to give you money. And they're going to hesitate to do that if their intent is to harm you.
Right.
It's almost like adding a proof of work.
Yeah, because, I mean, so I could be a public persona. I could be me, Derek J, leaving a review for a business, or I could use a wallet that's owned by, say, a pseudonymous person. So I could be like, there's a food reviewer in the area who goes by the Phantom Gourmet, and you don't know if the Phantom Gourmet is in your restaurant, you know, but the Phantom Gourmet could leave a truly authentic review this way, and no one else could impersonate him.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
so I think
really sharp.
Important.
How does it work? Tell me more. You said you did this today. So by what mechanism did you do this?
So it was made possible by a few different components, people who value truth and freedom. First of all, a group of people called True Reviews. They came up with this system.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, we used Bitcoin, truereviews.io.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we used Bitcoin. Bitcoin made this possible because of the cryptography involved. So when I used my wallet to pay for the salad, I then used the same wallet to sign my review. So I posted that to the blockchain. And third, AnyPay made it possible because AnyPay linked them all together. So the merchant is using AnyPay.
Mm-hmm.
The customer is using an AnyPay product called Energy City. When they swipe their money button, it pays for their product and leaves a receipt. They can click that receipt, leave a review, and they are the only person who can do that. Only the owner of that wallet who paid for the product can leave a review.
Now, is the review linked to the address, to the public key? And the reason I ask this is if the review is linked to the public key, then anybody who pays that wallet that you paid, by virtue of having an address attached to that, they're paying an address which is derived from the same public key, and hopefully they would be able to see that review because they're paying the same person. Is that how this works, or?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Basically, what I'm saying is anybody who has the address to pay the same person able then to look up your review by that address?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer.
I'll tell you this. I'm on the truereviews.io site right now, and there is a search option here where you can search for presumably businesses that have or maybe don't yet have or whatever reviews. So I searched. I presumed that you went to Fresh Press. Is that what you were referring to?
Yes.
Okay, so I've been to Fresh Press. That's why I knew which one it was, because we took a Bitcoin tour in Portsmouth, which is where Derek lives, and they've got several local businesses down there. And when you said it was Fresh Salads, I knew it had to be Fresh Press. So I typed in Fresh Press, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and it came up. Only one review is on the site. It is, however, not from you, Derek J., but from Steven Zeiler, who is your partner there.
Yes, I was speaking on behalf of Stephen. So when I say I did it, yes, it was actually Stephen. We were there together. So
you're in the photograph. So you're in the review. You're just not the actual official reviewer of this. It says verified by AnyPay. It's got Steven Zeiler at moneybutton.com, which is moneybutton is the method by which you paid Bitcoin. Now, you say Bitcoin, but just to be clear, it's Bitcoin SV only that allows this, right? This isn't something that you can do with Bitcoin Cash.
Right. It wouldn't be possible because the data that we're actually storing in the blockchain, the text and
the photo,
the pictures and the rest, it requires a blockchain that can fit data.
Okay. And it goes inside the blockchain. It's not held outside like segregated witnesses.
That's correct. The signature is there.
Amazing.
Nice. And the signature and the text or just the signature?
The text and the signature, it all goes onto the chain.
Okay.
Very cool. And so this seems like a pretty new website. It is still in an alpha version, by the way. So for those unfamiliar, alpha is like a very, very early test operation. Usually you can't even use something in alpha as a member of the public. So this is pretty brand new. Thanks for breaking this news here tonight, Derek J. Freeman. Maybe we're going to see more of this in the future. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
Well, yeah, you guys were talking about voting and whether or not people wanted to make it public, and this is a way that you could vote for something. This technology of signing your vote and then having it be cryptographically provable to others is reality today. It's not just speculation. And about the ratings on Twitter and Trump saying, oh, we don't want these ratings, he's going to shut them down, I say do more. We should have more ratings. It's the same as having a warning symbol or a warning label, like, oh, this product might contain nuts or something. Okay, so why not let as many people leave reviews or warnings or attach their name to a person's claim as possible and let it all get sorted out. So CNN says this is fake news, but then Next News Media says, no, this is authentic. I can say, okay, well, look, these two people disagree, and now I have a reputation that CNN lies and Next News Network tells the truth.
Derek J. Freeman, thank you, as always, for staying on the cutting edge of some cool blockchain technology for us. And be sure you check out AnyPayInc.com and check out the AnyPay cash register as well, especially if you're in business, you want to start taking Bitcoin and other cryptos at your point of sale. More coming up.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited here to join us and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Coming up, we still have the latest on what's going on in Minnesota with the protests that have turned into riots, have turned into pretty egregious property destruction, and all this over just absolutely horrifying murder caught on video by Minneapolis police choking the life out of a man. We will tell you about that coming up here in moments. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us, whether it's on this topic or the Communications Decency Act that looks like Trump wants to gut Section 230 out of. We started the show with that. Or even the secret ballot discussion. All of those are good, or whatever's on your mind. At toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
You claim that this police officer killing this guy during an arrest was murder. Which degree murder is it?
Well, that's a great question, because it's probably not murder when the police do it. There's probably like a legal exemption for the,
the
cops.
Let's talk about a moral murder as opposed to a legal murder, because cops, the laws are written for the ruling class, and cops are part of the ruling class, or at least the protectors of the ruling class.
What I would say there is everything that I saw on that man's face, everything that I saw in his action made me think that he intended to kill that man. And I personally
believe didn't stop when he could
that
have.
That is the case, that he intended to kill that man, that he had some reason for doing it, like maybe somebody had told him, go out and kill somebody today.
Well, that seems unlikely to me, but you can interpret what you want off the guy's face. That's fine, but cops are trained very specifically, and for probably pretty good reason, to not really listen to the people whom they're arresting.
Yeah, but they're also not trained to put their knee on somebody's throat.
Right. His knee was in the wrong place. I'm not claiming he wasn't. I'm just curious what kind of murder it is. If it's murder...
Well, first-degree murder is premeditated.
Yep,
correct.
So that means that...
Second-degree murder is not premeditated.
He probably didn't know really who the guy was. It doesn't seem to be some kind of ongoing animosity between the two. So first-degree murder doesn't seem to really be a thing.
Well,
here,
wait a minute.
Right?
At what point does it have to be first... Hold on. At what point does it have to be planned in order for it to be first-degree? If this cop had never heard of this guy before, didn't wake up in the morning with the intention to go and commit murder against somebody today... but then decided in the, you know, like right when he was pulling the guy over, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and ice this guy. That would be premeditated, right? Even though there's no evidence for it.
Right, well, there's no evidence for it, yeah. So likely it will not be premeditated.
But there's also another kind of murder, which is called felony murder. For example, if I'm engaged in the commission of a felony, to wit, selling marijuana, someone comes in, pulls a gun on me, threatens my life, I pull out a gun, I get him before he gets me, I kill him, guess what? I'm considered to be guilty of felony murder because someone died while I was in commission of a felony, and I believe that's treated similarly to, if not the same as, premeditated murder.
I would disagree with your assertion on that. I would say that somebody had to be murdered in order, at the very least, some kind of illegal homicide had to
occur. Here's an example of felony murder prosecutions that have really taken place. You're out committing a felony with your friend Joe. Police show up and shoot your friend Joe.
Yep.
Guess what? You can be charged with felony murder.
In some states, and I don't think the general public finds that to be an acceptable way to charge people. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I just don't think that most people are like, wait, so you shot the other guy and then charged the other crook with murder? The cops shot the other guy and then charged the crook with murder? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't to me, although to some extent the concept of felony murder makes sense in that, let's say it played out a different way. They went in intending to rob me but not kill me, but ended up killing me in the process. That is a much better case.
Right.
That's what the felony murder statute was originally intended to
do. It was explained to me this way. The two of us go to a convenience store. I leave you in the car with the car running, and I go in. I rob the place. I decide to shoot the guy on the way out. You take me in the car. We split the money, and you're a murderer.
Even though you didn't know anything about it.
You probably heard the bang.
The big question there, as I understand it, is going to be, was I aware of the robbery? Because if I was aware of the robbery, I'm liable for the murder.
Right. You would certainly have to know that the robbery was going to occur ahead of time.
Right.
At that point, you're committing a felony.
Right. Otherwise, I'm still liable maybe for accessory after the fact if I drove you away from the scene, even if
I didn't
know. It ain't
going to look good that you took half the money.
And taking part of the money, that's definitely not going to look good.
All right. Let's go to Rusty. He's in Carolina. Not sure which one. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm on the air.
So I'm not going to hold that up. We're just going to go. 855, 450, free. That's 8. I don't know if it was going to be a good accent, but he was trying something there.
Yep.
You've got to remember, we're on broadcast radio, so if you say something that sounds like the S word or the F word or a few others, we unfortunately have to say goodbye. But you can always call another night and try the crank again. All right, so I think we finished up this voting conversation, unless you guys felt like you didn't get everything in.
There's only one thing I'd add, which is that the intercoin voting differs from most voting in that you might just be casting a vote that is binding on a consent community, for example, users of a particular coin. And in that case, there's no question that the voting is okay if it's part of the contract that underlies the coin, and you can avoid the consequences of the vote by not using the coin.
Mm-hmm.
So consent communities would have a whole different set of considerations when it comes to voting, unlike a government, which is imposed upon you whether or not you consent.
So to go back, before we get into the riots and such going on in different places of the country right now, I just wanted to finish up a little bit more about this executive order that Donald Trump wrote today and signed. Section, according to The Hill, of the order would direct complaints about alleged political bias on platforms like Twitter to the Federal Trade Commission and encourage the agency to review whether they constitute, quote, unfair or deceptive business practices, unquote. The Trump administration created a tool last year for reporting claims of bias on social media platforms. The White House first acknowledged vague plans for the executive order on Wednesday evening. Officials worked out to finalize the details, and a draft version had leaked that did closely line up with the final order. The executive order follows a multi-day feud between the president and Twitter, which is his favorite social media platform. At least that's the one that he's known for using.
Yeah, he's certainly known for tweeting
quite a bit.
I've got to say I have some sympathy for the position. Once a platform, Trump's. To some extent. Now, I'm not supporting it. I say I have some sympathy, and that's a different thing.
You feel sorry for it.
Listen to what I have to say. The concern is that once a platform gets so large and so ubiquitous, and I'm thinking of you, YouTube, you, Facebook, maybe Twitter to some extent. Whatever the platform might be.
I would definitely include Twitter in my version of this definition, and I'm with you there.
Yeah, once it gets large enough, and I don't know how to define this, I'm not exactly sure, but then they become sort of the public square, as it were, where speech should be allowed. Now, I get that once you're allowing any kind of speech, that it tends to drive out those with the more...
Hold on, did you just say that the bigger the company gets, the more it becomes a public square? Are you saying that a successful company should become nationalized?
I'm not claiming that it should become nationalized. I'm claiming that the rules get a little different. When they choose to only allow one group of people to speak, then it looks like that's the majority opinion in society as a whole. And it isn't necessarily the case.
Seems like jealousy.
It may very well be. I have no idea.
It's not your website.
It's jealousy is all.
It's not your website. Okay, mm-hmm. So other people ran a website in a way that you wouldn't have run the website.
That's correct.
And you're mad because they're able to sculpt their website to look the way they want it to. Well, that's what you're supposed to be able to do with your website, whether or not mm-hmm. you're successful or whether you're brand new or you're unsuccessful.
And see, the danger there, from my point of view, and like I say, I'm ambivalent on this point. I understand, I think, what Mark is saying, which is once a service becomes so ingrained that literally it's the only way to reach a massive number of people, and the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the problem is at that point it becomes very possible to control the discussion of the entire nation by controlling those platforms, and that's very dangerous, I think.
But they should be free to have that. We're coming up. Hold that thought.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.